It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
We got Miss Darlene and Miss Susie with the Fallen Bikers, Texarkana Fallen Bikers Memorial Wall.
Very good.
I got it right?
You got it right.
You're doing better.
Tell us about the big event this weekend at Doddridge Community Park. This is huge. This is one.
Saturday. This is our second annual gumbo and chili cook-off. It's going to be this Saturday in Doddridge, Arkansas at the community park down there. Open to the public. Everyone's welcome from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. If you do want to cook and be in the competition, we do have spots open. You can register up until 8:30 a.m. on Saturday morning. A lot of people are going to start coming down there.
If you want to cook, we'll get you in.
Get you in. That's no problem. They're going to start cooking around 8 o'clock, but we did put the cutoff at 8:30.
Did I see correctly? Was it $20 per category
to
enter?
It is $25 if you're going to cook one pot of either gumbo or chili. Mm-hmm. If you want to do two pots, it's $40.
All right. So if you want to enter a gumbo
and a chili,
you can do that.
Or if you've got two chilies, I do have some people that have like a wild game chili, and then they want to do just a regular chili.
Yeah, like deer. You're talking about like deer chili, which can be very good.
It is very good. Wild hog chili.
And so here's the thing, because we're podcasting too, we have to get the official invitation. Since you're now a professional food competition judge.
I think so. Let's see. With nachos, chili, pie, back to chili and gumbo. Yeah. I'm
chili
a professional.
They want you to be a judge.
All right.
Exactly.
I can do it.
John to do that.
I'm in.
All right.
You said chili. I'm in.
Chili and gumbo.
I can eat gumbo, but chili, you got me with, you hooked me with the chili.
Were saying in the video, some of the shrimps in these gumbos are the size of baby's arms.
Okay,
man.
I can handle that.
Yeah, there's going to be shrimp gumbo and chicken.
And sausage gumbo.
Sausage gumbo.
It'll all be good.
Yep.
Yes.
I'll bring your tums.
Go ahead. It doesn't bother me like it does you.
I'm sensitive.
You're sensitive.
Yeah.
So what all is going to be going on throughout the day?
Throughout the day out there, we're going to have games for the kids with prizes. We're going to have music from 11 to about 3 from the Rewind Band.
All right.
There's going to be the cooking competition going on. You can come out if you want to support us. For $10, you get a bowl and tasting bowls and cornbread. And you can go and taste as much as you want. Figure out if you want a bowl of Team A or a bowl of Team B's chili.
You said there's going to be a People's Choice.
Yes, and there is going to be a People's Choice Award for both gumbo and chili.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll get to vote on that, the general public. Then we'll have our panel of judges that will do the official first, second, and third place.
Notice how he set up when you said our
official judges.
Official.
Posture straight here.
That's right.
Yes.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
It is. And
the weather's going to be great.
It's going to be
It's going to be a lot warmer than it is today, so it's going to be great. Do you have a game we can play?
Maybe, but I want to ask some more questions.
You can ask some more questions.
The Texarkana Fallen Bikers Memorial Wall was a project started 4 or 5 years ago. Right?
We started 4 years ago.
4 years ago. So I want to get an update on that. We'll do that.
Maybe play a game.
We've got Miss Darlene, Miss Susie. What do you do with the club? What is your position?
My position is secretary for the Fallen Biker Memorial Wall.
And Miss Susie, you're the treasurer.
Aha! The treasurer.
That's who we need to get to know.
Well,
here's my question. You know, of course, we talked about the big event coming up this Saturday out at Doddridge Community Park. Gumbo, chili. It's going to be huge. It's going to be great. Live music, fun and games for all the kids. Lots going on all day. But 10 to 4 are the official hours for the public.
Yes, sir.
Got to start cooking at 8.
Right.
All right. Now that we've covered all of that, tell us, where are we on the Texarkana Fallen Bikers Memorial Wall?
Well, we started this project 4 years ago. We are a 501c nonprofit. We had this vision to build a memorial wall and park that will honor the fallen bikers from this area and across the nation even. We will be the third permanent memorial wall in the United States. When we get this done. 2 years ago, we purchased 16.6 acres of land out on South State Line.
Mm-hmm.
If you travel South State Line at all, we've got a big sign out front that says future home of Texarkana Fallen Biker Memorial Wall. And it's a beautiful piece of property. We have got our site plan all done. Architects have drawn the bathrooms, what we needed to do there. And we will start construction on the wall, the bathrooms, sidewalks, and parking lot at the beginning of 2020. So it's right here on top of us.
Yeah, we're right here.
And all of the money has been raised from our cook-off events. We do the gumbo and chili cook-off. We do rib cook-offs. We do just fundraisers of doing pulled pork sandwiches.
Rib cook-off, yeah.
Yeah.
Then professional food judge.
Professional food judge. We'll keep him in mind for that.
You do that.
But we also do a big event in June as our rally every year. It's the first weekend in June. And that's how we've raised our money. This wall is for anyone. Doesn't matter if you're in a club, if you're an independent rider, whatever. And pretty much anybody you talk to out there either has lost a family member or a friend or knows someone that has due to a motorcycle accident. Mm. And we are also trying to bring motorcycle awareness to the community and the area just to watch for bikes out there. You know, there's a lot of people that ride, and our organization is made up of riders, club members, non-club members, non-riders, anybody that really wants to get involved and help.
And understands the cause. I mean,
exactly. Well,
anybody can understand.
If there's anybody out there that, well, maybe they've already got plans to go somewhere on Saturday, or they got family coming or something like that, and they can't make it to the fundraiser benefit, how can they, if they want to donate to your cause, how can they do that?
They can actually, on our Facebook page, we have a donation sheet. They can contact any of the committee members.
So myself. On Facebook, would I just search Texarkana Fallen Bikers?
You can do that
Memorial.
On Facebook, and you can also do that online. We have a website.
What is it?
And it is Texarkana Fallen Biker Memorial Wall.com.
.com.
And it will have all of our events that are going on there. There's a donation sheet. We also have links to purchase t-shirts, hoodies, and our merchandise that we have available. And anything, no matter how small, is deeply appreciated.
Girl, do y'all sell coats?
We sell nice hoodies.
Well, why you come in here all day? It's cold out there. It's like 20 degrees.
She's got the hoodie on.
She's got the hoodie on. I have my shirt on.
Yeah. If you could find a game.
Well, I'll look. I got something stupid about headlines. Y'all want to play a game?
Sure they do.
It's dumb. You'll enjoy it. All right, so we've got Miss Darlene. We've got Miss Susie.
Uh-huh.
They are the secretary.
And the treasurer.
And the treasurer of the Texarkana Fallen Bikers Memorial Wall. Nonprofit, trying right. to get this
big
together.
Event on Saturday at the park in Doddridge. Chili and gumbo cook-off and all kinds of family activities and music.
Man, yeah, it's going to
But we're
going to
make them play a game.
Headline, truth or trash. That's the only thing I got right
That's
now.
That's fine. Andy. That's better than nothing. He's going to read something, and you have to decide whether
is
it's
the
true,
headline
or,
true
it's
or is it trash. Now, baloney. Don't look over here at my old man font.
Can't cheat.
These are the answers. Don't look. You just look away.
Okay.
I had somebody here the other day. I'm right. convinced.
Here's the headline. New study says kids who play Mary and Joseph in Nativity make more money in their lifetime.
Is that true or
true
trash?
Or false?
False.
It's true.
It's true.
It's true.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Virgin Media found Mary's made on average $55K per year as adults, while Joseph's made 50. Mary
wow.
makes more than Joseph.
Mary's right. doing good.
All right. Here's the headline.
Okay.
I see you looking, Susie. Stop.
Susie, we can't cheat.
Superman complains he's tired all the time.
Superman?
Trash.
Are you really thinking on it that much, Susie?
It's got to be trash.
Are you?
She is.
There ain't no Superman. It's trash.
Well, even the fake one doesn't complain about right. being tired.
All right, here's the headline. Mom helping with math homework has heart attack.
True.
It's that new math.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, it's horrible.
Here's the headline. Hottest new sport, pumpkin bowling.
True.
False.
False?
Well, it sounded so stupid. It
did,
to be
exactly.
True,
this time of year, yeah. what are you going to do with all those pumpkins?
They do frozen turkey bowling.
The headline is, man arrested for having 24 open containers in his car.
True.
You all got that.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Yeah,
it's a man.
Sounds about right. Man, probably from this area.
Yeah, 24 open containers. No, actually, Avondale, Arizona is
where
it's
from.
Oh, okay. All right, here's the headline. James Dean to star in new movie.
Well, that's false.
That's false.
Darlene, what do you say?
There's probably some guy out there named James Dean.
Susie? Trash?
Yeah. Some guy out there named James Dean.
Well, it's true.
Yeah, see?
see. Somebody out there else.
Finding Jack is a movie set within the Vietnam era. James Dean appearance will happen from the computer generated CGI.
Okay.
Yeah. It was one of those tricks.
No, that's not fair.
It was kind of a trick question.
Thank you. Fast and the Furious.
Yeah. Well, you know, Transformers ain't real either.
Huh?
All right. Here's the headline. Thumb wrestling. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. I'm terrible at it.
Thumb wrestling to become Olympic sport.
That's trash.
Stop looking, Susie.
I can't see.
Susie can't see it.
She can't see it. I sure can't see it. Trash.
Yeah, it's trash. Yeah. Thumb wrestling. All right. And then one more. A new study says that eating turkey is bad for you.
Trash.
True.
It's trash, JW.
You never know. They can come up with a reason why everything's
bad for you.
In moderation.
Only if you're a turkey.
That's right.
Is it unhealthy? Thank you, ladies, for coming by and playing with us and telling us about the event and inviting JW to judge.
You didn't offer them to have some pig lips in their gumbo.
Oh, has anybody entered pig lip chili?
Or pig lips in their gumbo.
I have not had pig lips chili or gumbo.
Yeah. You know, if they can put sausage in gumbo, they pretty much put everything else.
Yeah, when she said sausage,
I was like,
"That's true." I was raised in South Louisiana.
Have you ever eaten pig lips?
Never ate pig lips.
Would you like to try them?
I believe I'll pass.
Okay,
that's everybody's reaction.
Susie?
No, thank you.
Are you sure?
She said no, thank you.
She's like,
I grew up next to a pig farm. No, thank you.
Oh, okay.
Well, I grew up on a pig farm. We ain't ever eat no pig lips, though.
Well, obviously somebody is out there eating pig lips.
Yeah, Big John's pig lips. Thank y'all for coming by.
Thank you for having us.
All right, and we'll see you this weekend.
All right, great.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and a Morning Show and sometimes a dog, coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Join us next time for another exciting podcast from Two Old Men, a Morning Show, and sometimes a dog.